know, sometimes it's a little confusing to me. All these people sitting on their high horses, looking down on us for smoking the plant, growing a plant. Well, I believe in nature's laws. I just want to be free.
From the mountaintops where the wind blows, to the green valleys down below, where the snow melts and the rivers flow. I just want to live my life.
At the age of 18, I moved out my house, started writing the rap beats. I moved to Hollywood, we was up on the scene. Then with D-Lo, Johnny Rick, then my homeboy Steve. We was teenagers here, living the dream. Looking up to Daddy X, trying to do this rap thing. On the first couple songs, it was bomb, bomb. We was so high, getting blowed off the skunk. Had the 15s in the trunk down Melrose. Bitches in the club, getting drunk, spin flows. Trying to get a record deal, we getting signed. I was broke with no money, but that was back in 95. I'm proud to smoke weed and I'm proud of what we done. I'm proud of the kings and I'm proud of everyone. I'm proud my name was D-Lo, no joke son. And I'm proud when I'm a dad, when I have a daughter or a son.
Hazy days and the days we get stoned for just days and days. It's amazing when we get to live this way. Like every day is a holiday after harvest time and the work is done. And you celebrate by worshiping the earth and sun. We always give thanks for life and the gifts. The higher you climb is always the higher you get. When you gotta disconnect from all the pressure and stress, the traffic and smog and pain the rent. Well, if that's real living, it's not for me. I wanna be free and live in peace, come on.
From the mountaintops where the wind blows, to the green valleys down below, where the snow melts and the rivers flow.
I just want to live my life.
When the trees grow and the air is clean, when it's free to do a thing, everything is one if you know what I mean.
I just want to live my life.
I'm proud to be a star.
I'm proud to be a star.
Another version of life lived, a different set of means, another way of thinking, a different kind of me, a brand new religion, one that's never been rehearsed, but it's cursed, and this curse can mean the end of this earth. So many people worry about the troubles that they got at hand, too many simple solutions, just destroying the land. And when it's all said and done, how we gonna tell our kids that we did the best we could, but we know that we didn't? It's getting crazy, summer's hot, winter's freezing, hurricanes getting stronger, tearing up the southern region, big fires taking lives, yo, it's pure destruction, we're at a fork in the road, time to choose the right junction, before there's nothing left, we need to stop this regression, get all the leaders of the world together in a session, only then is there a shot that our kids' kids will thrive, in the world that is growing, not just one that survives.